Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show is a friend of ours from Greenville, South Carolina. She is the business coach for moms. Welcome to the show, Tisha Shelby Houston.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, did you have any trouble getting over here today?
No, no problems whatsoever. That GPS is a technological miracle.
We know Todd's got a GPS in his ride, and I don't in mine, but he plugs that thing in, and that lady, she does a great job. But if you take a turn that she didn't anticipate you turning, or where she wanted you to go, now the one he's got, she will jump on you. We got to recalculate now. You missed your turn. Yada, 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 yada.
No, mine's is a little nicer. She's a little nicer.
Well, you're very gracious to come down and join us in our little studio. We've been so excited and anticipating visiting with you. I know you've been on a lot of shows. In fact, weren't you even interviewed by somebody? What's her name again? Starts with an O.
Oprah,
yeah, I heard, but now you finally made the big time. You're on the High Velocity Radio Show.
Yes, this is
the
pinnacle.
To see what happens now.
So I understand you do a little something for moms. Talk to us about your work with moms. What are you out there doing for them?
I am a business coach, and I know coach is a really popular term right now. It's a hot market. But what I do is I work with mom entrepreneurs, those women who stay at home with their children, and they're trying to figure out how to make money. And they hire me to help them to map out a plan, get focused, get organized, get disciplined, and hold them accountable for their success. And so we work together to walk through their business plan together until they are profitable.
Now, are these moms that are working from home? Are they starting their own business? Are they going back into a corporate environment? All three? What? Give us a profile of the typical mom you're working with.
The typical mom that I work with is a woman who has been in the business world, and she has that first child, or maybe she's on that second or third, and she decides, I need to be at home with my children, and yet we cannot afford to let go of that income. And she's trying to determine her purpose, her passion. She's trying to figure out how to make money from it. Some moms that I work with, they already have a business. It's up and running. It's home-based. But at the same time, they're not making the money that they want, and they can't figure out why. And so they call me up. They hire me to help them work through it.
So what kind of mistakes do you see? And I'm sure you see quite a few. Moms that aren't used to this and haven't done this before, what kind of mistakes do they typically make, and how do you help them work themselves out of that?
Okay, there are several mistakes that, first of all, moms fall into just naturally. Guilt is number one. Uh-huh. You know, we decide we want to stay at home with our children, and we set up a little office, and then we feel guilty because we're not with our children. We have to go into the office to work. And so there's
dads
the guilt.
Don't ever feel that.
Oh, it's amazing. Men do not feel that, but women do. So guilt is a huge one, and I call it the guilt monster that comes out and tells you that you're not great at what you're doing, and look, you know, you're going after the money, you're going after the business, but you're sacrificing your children. Mm. So guilt is something that we all fall prey to. As women, we tend to fall prey to this comparison thing, comparing ourselves to someone else. You know, as a mompreneur running a business from home, I can't move as fast in my business as I would like. There are other responsibilities, other things that are going on. And so I tend to move just a little bit slower, and I don't progress as fast. And that's frustrating for a woman who's been out in the world, who's made her own money, who can, you know, map out her career track and determine how soon she wants to be promoted. But now you're at home and you're running this business and you don't really, really know what you're doing too much. You just know that you want to make money. And then on top of that, you know, you have the guilt. And on top of that, you have the whole, you know, extra struggle. So that right there, you know, tends to hinder moms. She's frustrated because she can't move as fast as she wants.
You talk about five steps that an entrepreneur should go through, and I want to learn more about that. Walk us through those five steps in that process.
Okay. All righty. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, we're in this down economy. A lot of entrepreneurs, those who have started businesses at home or even a small business, they tend to look around at what the media is saying. They look around at what is happening to other small businesses, and they get overwhelmed with fear. Well, when you are running your own business, you have to stay focused on your mission, your purpose. And so there are five things in particular that I talk about. It's review, it's renew, it's remember, revamp, and resolve. Okay, so
they're all Re's.
Right, exactly. This kind of help you remember it a little bit. So review your mission, review your purpose, review your plan. What got you started? For a lot of moms, they got started because they wanted to be at home with their children. But along the way, they forget that that was the most important thing because they go after the money. Or even, the dad who's working, he kind of forgets his mission because you get distracted by all the other responsibilities. So reviewing your mission, your purpose, reviewing your beliefs and your values. You know, we forget what our values are. And they change sometimes, even.
Yeah.
They change. And then we have to adjust to that. And so sometimes as entrepreneurs, we'll start out one way. Some circumstances and situations change. And so we have to change as well. And so if we're not reviewing our beliefs and our values, when we find that we're in a down economy and things are changing and businesses are falling astray, we have to stop and look at our own selves and decide what we need to do. Reviewing your definition of success. You know, that changes as well.
I've never thought about that, but it does, doesn't it?
Along
the
way.
Of course it does, yeah.
Along the way. And so I love the way Jim Rohn puts it. He says that success is a collection of personal values clearly defined and ultimately achieved. Personal values clearly defined and ultimately achieved.
Man, don't you wish you could coin phrases like that?
I know. Have people
then we wouldn't
you.
Need Danny's book, right? We
could exactly, right.
Spit like we wanted to.
So, yeah, so one thing to help you to stay focused and go towards your goals is to stop and review. When everything's falling down around you, review. Renew your vision by, you know, something that's very, very powerful is meditation. You know, the scientific research on the power of the changes that happens in our body physiologically for meditation is amazing. And so, you know, it would behoove an entrepreneur to learn how to meditate, clear those voices that's going on in your head, the negativity, and learn to meditate and calm down and hear clearly, intuitively, what you need to do.
Now, see, that I'm working on. I have a couch in my office now, and I'm taking a nap, like, every day, 2-3 o'clock. But I haven't, the other piece of it I haven't got, but I am relaxing.
Right.
I just need a little coaching on the rest
of it. He has mastered that part of the five-step process.
I will get my nap in while I talk.
Yes, you will.
Well, meditating and napping are a little two different things there.
It's a good start.
He's at least carving out the time, right?
Got to start somewhere.
Exactly. But vision boards, affirmations are absolutely powerful as well and helps you to renew your vision. Something else that's really important is to remember the basics. A lot of entrepreneurs forget the simple basic things like taking care of yourself. You know, I know many entrepreneurs who are, they don't have health insurance, even though they're making money. And so they find that they are stuck in their business, but it's unconsciously the reason why they're stuck in the business is because they're not dealing with their health issues.
Yeah.
And they're not dealing with the health issues because they don't have the insurance. And so, you know, it all ties together. So remembering to take care of your health, to stop and get the checkups, to deal with the medical issues that's pending in the background, remembering to go to the conferences, go to the workshops, go get the training, remembering the basic things that we started out doing when we started on our way as an entrepreneur, but we've forgotten along the way.
All right. And resolve was the last one you talked about. Talk to us about resolve, which it strikes me as just may very well be the most important out of all of them.
Yes, because, you know, we always hear about being an entrepreneur and, you know, sticking with it and going after it and staying with it and don't let it go and keep going. But, you know, there is a time when you should stop and maybe even backtrack. Stop and maybe even go get a job. There is a time when you need to stop and maybe even go into a new business altogether. And so you have to, you know, review and renew and remember the basics, revamp, but resolve that regardless of which route you take, whether you go get another job, whether you decide that you're going to start a new business, let that one go altogether, whatever it is, you have to decide that I'm going to keep going no matter what. And so that means you have to know your real mission. If your mission is wealth, you know, you just want to be wealthy. You want to be a millionaire. If that is your mission, you can do that by even changing the company. You know, you can go after a new business and still pursue that goal of becoming wealthy. Just resolve that you're going to become wealthy. If your mission is to live your purpose, which is completely different sometimes than being a wealthy millionaire. If your mission is to relive your purpose, live your purpose fully, then resolve that you're going to do that no matter what. No matter what. And so you have to make a declaration to yourself. You know, I think about Alex Haley. It took him 12 years to write the book Roots.
Really?
12 years. Wow. He thought it would take three. He was $100,000 in debt 9 years later. He was suicidal. He was about to lose his mind. And yet, one day when he was about to jump the ocean, he stopped and he remembered something in particular about faith. And he remembered that he had a mission to accomplish. And that's the thing that kept him going. And, you know, years later, of course, he's the, you know, number one writer in the world.
We're all so much richer for it. Not just him. I absolutely love it. I love the way that you, I've heard you say, and I've seen it in print, believe it until you see it. I love the five R's: review, renew, remember, revamp, resolve. How do you, what is the vehicle for helping people with these things? Do you coach them over the phone? Do you go out and visit with them in person? How does that work? What does an engagement with Lady T look like?
Well, I work with women basically on the phone. They call me, they get in contact with me through my website, and we set up an appointment, and we meet once a week by phone, and we walk through whatever she needs. I have a program that I take her through, but in the middle of the program, where I'm helping her to set up her business plan, where I'm helping her to set up her goals, where I'm helping her to map out a strategic action plan of steps that she's going to take, we also deal with some personal issues that may come up for her, the comparing yourself to someone else, the mommy guilt monster that takes over.
Yeah.
But we get together by phone. I do have clients right there in Greenville, South Carolina, and sometimes we meet face-to-face. But, you know, the beauty of working from home is that you don't have to put on clothes. You know, you can, you know, stay at home. So I prefer to talk to my clients by phone.
Of all the moms that you work with, where do most of them fall short on that five-step process?
A lot of them end up falling short in that revamping. You know, a lot of us, we hang on to our dream, and we don't stop to restructure and reorganize. We want to keep going the same way. And when things aren't quite working, you have to restructure, reorganize. You have to move in a different direction. And, you know, we sometimes get stuck hanging on to that dream, and we only see it. It's going to happen this way or no way. And sometimes revamping, reorganizing, and going a different route helps out.
So how can our entrepreneur moms get in touch with you, learn more about your services, and begin to at least engage in a substantive conversation about getting some of this really important work done? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can get in contact with me by going to thebusinesscoachformoms.com. I'm there. And also, you know, give me a call. My number is 864-719-9692. I'm very available. I try to make myself available. If anyone is in Greenville, South Carolina, or near Greenville, South Carolina, they can come to my weekly meetings. I do a women's power networking meeting every Thursday morning, and that's on my website as well.
Thank you, guys.